Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. The holidays are here, which means it is officially engagement season. And if you're not familiar with that, nearly 40% of all proposals happen between Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day, which is why it's often referred to as engagement season. Out of that 40%, the majority of the proposals happen in December, with Christmas Day being the most popular date for engagements to happen all year. And it's probably not shocking to hear that Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, and Valentine's Day are the next most popular days for proposals. And if you're newly engaged and just finding this podcast, congratulations. It's such an exciting time and likely something you've been looking forward to for a long time. I highly recommend you take some time to enjoy the newly engaged moment with your family and friends, soak in all the happiness and good vibes, and then dive into the actual planning. And once you're ready, this podcast episode is exactly where you want to begin. Because today I want to review one of our most popular wedding planning guides we have called The Four Things Every Couple Must Do After Getting Engaged. If you'd like to follow along, you can grab your free copy at planningcollective.com/free-guides. As I do include some worksheets here that you might want to start working through. And over the next couple of months, these podcast episodes will be heavily focused on the beginning stages of wedding planning. And I really encourage you to follow along, even if you might be a little bit further along in your planning than just starting. There are some crucial steps that most couples aren't aware of when you first get started, and I don't want you to accidentally make a mistake that will lead to either expensive fixes or ultimately you not enjoying the planning process anymore. Even if you are further along in the process, you might be able to get some tips to help get you back on track. And in a few weeks, I'm going to be doing a similar version of this episode with one of our other free guides called Expensive Wedding Planning Mistakes. But if you'd like to get a head start there, you can also get that free download again at planningcollective.com/free-guides. But for now, let's get into the first four things you should be doing after getting engaged. Number one, and honestly, I don't think I've seen this listed anywhere else, but the first step in your wedding planning journey should be setting up your accounts. Once the planning starts, you're going to be flooded with vendor emails, quotes, inspiration pics, and Excel docs. Before you get in too deep, take a few moments to set up these free accounts to help you keep everything organized. The first up is getting a wedding-specific email address. You can grab a new email address to help keep your wedding-related conversations separate from others. Gmail, of course, is a favorite, and you can use your wedding date or your names to come up with an easy-to-remember address. One of the biggest benefits is you're going to be giving your email out to a lot of vendors, which means you will end up getting on a lot of email lists. So this can help keep it clear, keep everything wedding-related in one spot, and again, keep you organized. Your second account is going to be a Google Drive, and if you aren't already using Google Drive, you're going to definitely want to get familiar with it now. I recommend this over regular Word and Excel because you can share certain documents with your fiancé, your family, and your wedding party members super easily. This can really come in handy when it comes to collecting addresses, working on the budget, and sharing timeline details and others with the group. It'll also be an easy way for you to keep your vendor contracts and details organized and accessible wherever you are. The third account is Pinterest, and chances are you already have a wedding Pinterest board or two started, but if not, now is definitely the time. Well, I definitely have a love-hate relationship with Pinterest. Just go back to the last episode to hear. It's very helpful to find wedding inspiration and communicate your likes and dislikes with your vendors. And finally, the fourth account is either a Zola WeddingWire, or the Knot account. These are all great sites to help you with your wedding planning. Zola is usually my favorite for the majority of the features they offer, but I also find that the vendor listings and reviews are better on WeddingWire and the Knot. All right, step number two, and this is one of the things that, oddly enough, I think a lot of couples skip right over, or they don't really dig into it too much, and that's talking about your wedding priorities. Talking about the kind of wedding you want may seem like an obvious first task when it comes to planning a wedding, but again, many couples kind of skim over this conversation, or they're too general when it comes to the details. Before you get in too deep, make sure that you've identified what the main priorities are for your wedding, meaning the location, the time of year, and the size of the event. Equally important, however, is to also discuss the wants and needs that come along with each different category within the wedding. And this is the part that I think a lot of couples will skip. You can use the worksheet in the download that kind of outlines the main categories, and it'll help you go through essentially a brain dump of all of the things that are important to you when it comes to the wedding. As you get further into the planning, there are going to be a lot of decisions for you to make. And unfortunately, many of those decisions won't come with an easy right or wrong answer. There are going to be a lot of different possibilities and things for you to decide on. And if you don't have a solid understanding of where your priorities are, it's going to make that process much more difficult. By starting your planning off with a solid understanding of what is important to you, it's going to make the process much easier. And it's also going to help once everyone starts to share their opinions with you on what they think you should be doing for your wedding. Now, this isn't to say your priorities are set on day one and they never change. They certainly can, but doing this in the beginning stages of planning helps you keep an eye on the things that are important so you can make sure that you are planning your wedding with purpose and intention. You can grab the full list again in the free download, but as an example, what I want you to do is go through in each category that's listed and again, write down all of the things that are very important to you. A perfect example here would be listing what is important to you out of your food and beverage here. If food isn't that important to you, but you know you need to feed your guests, then obviously this isn't going to be a huge priority to you. However, if you and your fiancé are foodies or you love trying new signature drinks, you're probably going to want to list down what the important things are for you in that category. Now, same thing goes with ceremony or reception decor. If flowers just aren't your thing, then put that down. However, if you know you need to have a show-stopping centerpiece or altar backdrop, this is where you're going to want to note that. So when it comes time to plan for it, you can remember that this was a priority of yours right from the jump. Step number three, this is the fun one. We're going to talk about the budget. And in this step, your goal is to get the big picture number of what your budget is going to be. I highly recommend that you have a solid understanding of your budget before booking any venues or vendors. Now, I know this can be really difficult, and we're not going to get into too much detail in this episode, but I do promise we have future episodes that are coming up that will break down the budget, how to determine what your budget is, how to actually break it down, and all of that coming up very soon. But for the purposes of today's episode, it's really important, again, that you get that big picture number so you don't end up planning your wedding backwards, which is what I refer to as the normal way couples plan by booking all of their vendors and then figuring out what their budget is based on that total. Now, if you truly have an endless budget or money is not an issue, that's great. Go ahead and do that. But most of us are not in that position where we can just book what we want without looking at that big picture number. So it's really important to have an understanding of what that is first. And the first step for getting this big picture number is going to be talking to your family about who is going to be contributing. The tradition of the bride's family paying for everything is thankfully not the case anymore. So do what makes the most sense for you and your families. Most of our clients' budgets are a combination of both sides of the family contributing, along with the couple themselves, and sometimes the couples are paying for the wedding entirely on their own. Most importantly, though, have an open conversation with those contributing and do your best to get an actual dollar amount that they're comfortable putting towards the wedding in the early stages of the planning. Again, we'll talk about this in more depth in upcoming episodes, but I can't stress how important this is to do before you start booking any of your vendors. And in that free wedding download, you're going to find a breakdown of the different categories and the average percentages that most couples will spend in the different areas. For example, your reception cost typically takes up 40 to 50% of your overall budget. So make sure to grab that download and you can see where we have the rest of the categories listed and how you can take your big picture number and use that to break down your categories. And finally, step number four, creating your guest list. And I'm not going to lie, the process of creating your guest list can be a painful one. You'll most likely need to involve both sides of the family, which often leads to some conflicting opinions. But don't worry, that's one of the reasons why we went through those priorities first, so that you know what size of a wedding you want and you can build the list around that. A few questions that you can ask to kind of get started on this is, again, what size wedding do you want? Will you be inviting kids? How many will be in your wedding party? Will all adults be given a date? And do you plan on having an A, B, or C list, meaning will you invite others if a certain number cannot make it? Once you have these four steps completed, you're going to be in a much better space to start looking at actual venues and thinking about booking vendors. But again, if you don't go through these steps in enough detail, it's easy to put a deposit down on a venue and then realize it simply won't accommodate all of the people you want to invite. Or maybe you've just committed way more of your budget than you meant to because you hadn't really thought through all of the details that were priorities for you. So to review, step one, set up your accounts. Step two, talk about your wedding priorities. Step three, create your wedding budget. And step four, create your guest list. I'm so excited to dig in a little bit deeper into each of these topics and even more excited for some things we have coming up in January, but you're going to have to wait a little bit for that announcement. In the meantime, head over to the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group. That's where you'll be the first to see the announcements as they come through, and let me know what questions you have. And as we're going into engagement season, I'm so excited to help more couples get the wedding planning resources they need. You could help me do this by giving a quick review over at Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It would mean the world to me, and again, it will help get these tips in front of couples that need them. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next episode. This episode is brought to you by the Wedding Planning Blueprint Course, the new way to plan your wedding. I've been a professional wedding planner for almost 20 years now, and though nothing can beat the excitement of a wedding day, my favorite moments are sharing the real wedding planning experiences and tips that no one else is talking about. I designed this course to help take you from feeling lost and overwhelmed to educated and in control of your wedding plans. The course includes 24 lessons that are structured to help you first create your wedding planning foundation and then build upon it in an intentional way so that you don't make one of the most common and expensive mistakes, planning your wedding backwards. The newest feature in the course, Wedding Chat GPT, allows you to ask your wedding planning questions and get professional answers 24/7. The answers are pulled from the course content, which makes the responses reliable and actionable. This will be a true game changer, saving you time and money while you plan your big day. To see a full list of what's included in the course, head to planningcollective.com/WPB course. Working with a wedding planner would literally cost you thousands, but now you can have the expert advice and tips for under $150. And while the course is a steal, I do recognize that that's still an investment. Make sure you grab our free download, Expensive Wedding Planning Mistakes, and I can promise that that alone will save you the cost of the course. You can find our free guides at planningcollective.com, and I look forward to helping you plan your wedding.